The scripture for today's message is James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18.
야고보서 3장 17절부터 18절 말씀입니다.
But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the 8th message of Keys to Studying Well.
Before the message, let me introduce to you a testimony. The president of student council of Gwangmun High School, Brother Hyunwoo Jung. I am Hyunwoo Jung in 12th grade of Gwangmun High School, the president of the student council. In 2009 and 2010, I was the vice president of the student council, and from 2010 until now, I am working for the school as the president of the student council. I am participating as a member of the student body in the Gwangmyeong City policy-making counseling body. And I also participated in the Gyeonggi-do province. That is a program of global leadership program for the presidents of the student council in Gyeonggi-do area. And in this program, I won the award of cooperation award for my faithful participation in all programs. And I'm trying to become the light and salt of the world as a member of Manmin. And I'm trying my best to give glory to God with their good grades in the school by setting a good example, becoming a role model for many other students. And I'd like to be elected as the president of the student, president of the Gwangmyeong City policy-making counseling body. I hope there will be many other students who study hard and become successful in the society. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday School, GCN, and Manmin TV viewing audiences. Is there anybody who has given up on your studies saying you lack concentration? When you read the Bible, some of you lack concentration, and even after you read, you don't remember what you have read. After 1 hour, you forget what you read about. And even though you read, you have many idle thoughts and you don't remember. And such people, they shouldn't just keep on reading. If they have idle thoughts, they have to go back to where they began. You shouldn't just skip the parts. Then think about it once again. Anybody can show amazing power to concentrate when they do something they like and it is enjoyable for them. When I used to like the movies, then I would go to the movie theater and concentrate on the movie itself. And I would remember the story. And there are so many classics, the great movies in with some biblical stories. It plays for about 2-3 hours. Even though it's for 3 hours, I remember everything from the beginning. And if anybody asks me about the story, then I can tell them all the stories, even the names of the heroes and heroines in that movie. That is the power of the concentration. So I want you to believe in your potential and rely on God to taste the joy in studying. How wonderfully satisfying is it to realize something new and experience your knowledge increasing every day? How happy a thing it is to get closer to your dreams. I pray in the name of the Lord that your life will have more happiness with joy in studying. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and students, this is the 8th session on the keys to studying well. In the last 2 sessions, we talked about how to get rid of idle thoughts. First, you have to keep away from the things that can input untruths in your memory device. Second, you have to delete the untruths that are in your memory banks. What it means is, it's not you delete something from the computers, but from where? What do you have to delete from which place? You have to delete the untruths that are in your memory banks. So you have memory bank, memory device, memory bank in your brain, and there are untruths that are in your memory banks, and you have to delete these things. You have to delete the untruths. First, you have to avoid the things that can input untruths in your memory. You remember the water, clean water and dirty water. So you have to avoid the things that can input untruths in your memory banks. So even though you try to delete them, you first have to stop inputting new kinds, more untruths. You have to keep away from the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. And second, you have to delete the untruths that are in your memory banks. First, you have to stop inputting untruths, and then you have to keep on deleting the untruths that are already in you. In order to get rid of idle thoughts and concentrate on your studies, you have to make concentration a habit. That is the third point. Those who have already developed the habit of studying can focus and concentrate on their studies for many hours when they want to. It's the same with the sermons. You are used to concentrating on the sermons for a long time, but in many other churches, they can't. Usually, their sermons last for 20 minutes. You sit here for 1 hour, you listen to the sermon for 1 full hour, it's not easy. But it became your habit. When you first registered in this church, and some people say, oh, why is the sermon so long? When is it going to be over? But now you are also used to it, and you can concentrate for 1 hour. That is usual. Now you have more concentration power. It's the same with the children's Sunday school. In other churches, they say, For children, you can preach only for 7 minutes. They say they lose concentration after 7 minutes and they can't just sit quietly. So you have to finish the sermon within 7 minutes. But in our children's Sunday school, I think we preach for at least 15 minutes. So, but they are used to it and they can concentrate. Those who have already developed the habit of studying can focus and concentrate on their studies for many hours when they want to. You shouldn't say, oh, children can't, but if they make it a habit, they can. But for some other students, they feel it difficult just to sit at the desk for a short while. Some students begin their studies enthusiastically, but give up midway because they haven't developed a habit of studying. It's the same with the special Daniel prayer meetings. It's not their habit, so until 10 o'clock they pray, but after 10 o'clock they want to open their eyes, they want to look here and there, and they want to go outside and come back. They don't really want to go to the bathroom, but they just go outside and come back in, and they have to talk with somebody next to you, and so on and so forth. For 1 hour, they can bear, but after 1 hour, they posture is unstable. Their attitude is not stable. But those who made it a habit to pray like that, I know most of them because I see them all the time. Those people, they from the beginning to the end, they don't lose their focus. They don't look here and there. They don't open their eyes. They just keep on praying with their hands together. I believe many of you have begun to study with a new determination in this new academic year, and I suggest that you study regularly every day for 2 weeks. Though varied from person to person, it usually takes 14 days for a person to form a habit. Therefore, you should never give up midway thinking you can't do it before 2 weeks have passed. Whether your studying goes well or not, it is important to practice it every day. If you practice sitting at the desk and studying even for a short while, for 2 whole weeks, you will begin to develop the habit of studying. As time passes, you will have more concentration power, and your studying will take off like it had wings. If you make it a habit to sit in one place and concentrate on your studies, it'll be much easier to study. I always emphasize that you have to make it a habit to pray all the time for a similar reason. If you regularly and continuously pray, you will develop the habit of praying. When the prayer time comes, your body and heart will naturally go to the sanctuary, longing for prayers. You will feel something is missing if you do not pray during the time. Nowadays, many people tell me that the prayer time is over so quickly. 2 hours pass so quickly. And many people tell me that because it's spirit-filled, and so you don't feel the flow of the time. And those who find it fun to pray, 2 hours is such a short time. And also the leader of the prayer is full of the Spirit, so she wouldn't feel tired. The leader must be filled with the Spirit first. If you can see the Spirit through the spiritual eyes, you'll be so amazed. If she stretches her hand once, the fire of the Holy Spirit goes out here and throughout the sanctuary, and if you have spiritual eyes open, you'll be able to see them. And when she stretches two hands, then the fires goes from both hands, And then you can have more faith. And also, maybe you can hear from those who can see a spiritual world. But habitually praying does not mean you just habitually come to the sanctuary and utter in meaningless repetition. In this case, it is not really right to say that you are habitually praying. Therefore, I hope you students and grown adults will all develop many good habits and make them proper. Now, for you to actually develop the habit of studying, let's go into your studying room together with me. So we are going into your studying room. When you go into your studying room, you should clean your room and straighten up your desk first. If things are lying around here and there, they will disturb you and distract you from concentrating. It is also good to remove the things that you touch or see often. And a cell phone is the number one object to remove from your sight. There is a research conducted by Dr. Glenn Wilson of University of London on the effects that the signal of arrival of electric information has on processing the information. It says, while doing a certain work, if you hear the sound of the arrival of text message, check it and reply, the functioning intelligent quotient drops by about 10 points. In case of elementary school students, if they check or reply to text messages in the middle of studying, it takes average 5 minutes for them to focus on their studies again. For some others, it might take 10 minutes or 15 minutes for them to recover their concentration on the studies. It also depends on the contents of the text messages. If the text messages are intriguing and it is kind of provoking her, it draws their attention or curiosity, then they can't recover their concentration. If you continue to exchange text messages with your friends, it will take more time than that. And especially, it is between boyfriend and girlfriend. It is end of their studying. Of course, there is difference between each individual, but I believe most of you have already experienced that your study is interrupted and your concentration is distracted because of cell phones. So, it would be advisable that you remove the cell phone from your sight when you have to focus on your studies or work. After getting rid of the things that disturb your studies, sit at the desk and say out loud, I can do with the power of the Lord given to me. This you should do every day before you start studying. I can do with the power of the Lord given to me. What can you do? You can concentrate on your studies without having any idle thoughts. You can excel in your studies. So say it out loud. It'll be done as you confess with faith. Now you can make your weekly study plan. Here, you should not be too ambitious. If it is burdensome, if you feel burdensome, and if you are too ambitious and if you can't follow your plans, then you are falling behind your plans, then you feel dislikes. So you should have plans that you can do. And if you are too ambitious and if you break your plans, if you can't follow your plans, then you feel too burdensome. You have to set the volume of study material and timeline within your own limits. Also, it is better to have specific plans to study. If you have this kind of plan, you won't feel you don't know what to do when you sit at the desk to study. In my case, how I made my plans, I make the yearly plan in December for each month, January, February, and March. Of course, it's not so specific. I just have major points for each month, and January and February. For example, in May or in April, in the Buddha's birthday, it is a national holiday, so I would have a plan to do something. And I make monthly plan in the last week of each month, the previous month, to make a monthly plan for the February. I make a monthly plan for the February at the during the last week of January. Then it'll be more specific than the yearly plan, annual plan. And I make weekly plans on the Saturday of the previous week. So on the Saturdays, I make the weekly plans, what to do, beginning with the Sunday. So if you just do it all the time, it wouldn't take so much time to make plans. Weekly plan, it'll be more specific, so it takes a little more time. So Monday, the wake-up time, and studying English, studying math, and studying this and that. So I would allocate the timetable, so it takes a little more time. But anyway, I'll have more specific plans. So from this hour to that hour, you have Daniel prayer meeting. Wednesday, it's a Wednesday service. It's a must. There might be some small group meetings and mission group meetings. These are kind of pre-designated events. Before I used to make my plan, and I would make it pre, and with so much, I would put in so much effort. So I would put some, make the frames of the my plan, my timetable, and at the frame I would make some, at the one corner, I would make one flower and put it there, then it'll look pretty. I'll have a very pretty weekly plan, and I'll post it on the wall in front of my desk so I can see it all the time. Because I made it, I know it already, even though I don't see it, but to check the specific plans again, I need to put them down and see them. And also the daily plan, as soon as I get up, I wake up, I think about yesterday's events, and I also think about what to do for the day, whether to clean up first or to take a shower first. And I make the order, and I, after taking a shower, I clean, and after cleaning up is over, maybe because I don't eat breakfast, I would pray first, or I read the Bible first, and I would make daily plans. On Monday, I have a prayer. Of course, prayer is there all the time. And Monday, usually it's a day to receive the revelation, and I prepare for the sermons on Monday. And in the evening, I have the Daniel prayer. And Tuesday is the reading the letters from the members, and it takes so much time. Actually, it's not easy to allocate one whole day, but even though I try hard, I cannot finish the letters in one day. So this is taking up too much of my time. And some people, they ask me, Senior Pastor, did you read my letter? Then I didn't. What should I say? But I can't say, oh, no, I didn't. And when I receive the letter, as I promised, I read the short ones, and with just one page, so I can read as many as possible. And the long ones, I can't read them. If these letters are too much, then after the one-page letters are over, then I read the two pages. And the long ones with many pages, the priority goes to the last, and it may go. I may not be able to read them for 2-3 weeks. I try to read them and pray for them as soon as possible, but because I don't have any time and because it's too long, sometimes they are just left behind. So it's better to write the short letters. And I don't have any time on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And only Tuesday I have some time. But Wednesday I have to read so many scripts, manuscripts, and so many other letters and other things. So I have to take care of them. And Thursday I have to do my hair and sign the documents, even the ones from other countries. So I have to read them all and check them all, and I have to reply to them. And so Thursday is the hairdo, and Friday is Friday Ola service. Saturday I have to meet with the members. Sunday, no time. So maybe one day I can spare one day a week, and on this day I have to read the letters. And also, you can think about your daily plan as soon as you wake up, and you can think of what to do during the day, and you come back right home. And then you can attend the Daniel prayer meeting, and other people they might go to drink or something like that after work. But after work you come back home right away, and you can attend the Daniel prayer meeting. If you smoke one pack of cigarette every day, how much time does it take to smoke one whole pack of cigarettes every day, to light it and to smoke it? Suppose you smoke 20 cigarettes a day. It'll take so much time. And also, you have to go out of the building or someplace else. You can't just smoke in your office or even at homes nowadays. Your family members, your wife, your children don't like it, so you have to go outside and smoke it and come back in. Even then, they say, oh, you smoke again? Why don't you quit? Can't you? And if you're smoking in the room, then they would ask you to go out of the house to smoke, asking you to think about the health of the family members. If the smart children tell you this and that, you know, the health hazard and everything, then they wouldn't be able to say anything. Even if they try to hide it, you know, the family members, they will find it out, and it's the best just to quit. So it is, of course, good to quit such bad habits. And you can save a lot of money too. I don't know how much a pack costs, but if you smoke two packs every day, you'll spend so much time and money, and it's not good for your health. So if you have specific plans, you won't feel you don't know what to do when you sit at the desk to study. Before you begin to study, pray for a little while on your knees. You can pray with all your heart and earnestly for 10 to 30 minutes, as long as you can. If you pray for like 30 minutes, you'll be spirit-filled and it'll help you study so much better. And if you can't, you have to pray for at least 10 minutes, and you can increase your time, 15, 20 minutes, and 30 minutes. And if you don't have any time, then if you want to, because of the midterm exam, you don't want to pray, then if you feel you don't have time to pray, then you don't have to pray, because it proves that you don't know the meaning of prayer, you don't know the power of prayer. You pray to help with your study, but if you feel that it is a waste of time to pray because the midterm exam is coming up, then it means you don't understand the meaning of prayer. Then your thoughts and mind will be calm and steady. Now, you can just sit at the desk and begin to follow your study plan. At first, you might be able to concentrate only for a short period of time. But the important thing is that you must never give up. With each successive day, no matter what you have been doing, you have to stop whatever it is and go to study at the fixed time. Whatever you've been doing, you have to follow your plan at the fixed time. Once you make up your mind, you have to do it. So in your growth, there is a deficiency of the body. If you have good habit, you have to be able to do these things, but because you haven't. Sometimes you follow your habit, even though you're not taught, eating every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You have a very good habit of eating each meal. But sometimes you don't have a good habit. At least you have to eat two meals and maybe a piece of toast and milk. Some people, they eat bread for all three meals. And they lose the taste of rice or other vegetables. And since we are Koreans here, our major starch is rice. But some parents, they just leave their children whatever they just give whatever they like, and they give a bread for all dreams. They don't want to have rice at all. Some children. Because I'm always watching carefully, but most of these children, please don't be shocked. They weigh a lot. Their body weight is high. So when they reach 20, they must be on a diet. So you should be careful about this. If they have a bad habit, if you love them, you can't just give whatever they like. You have to help them develop a good habit. They have to have a balanced diet. So no matter what you have been doing, you have to stop whatever it is and go to study at the fixed time. As you keep the promise with yourself for 1 day and 2 days, then you can also control your mind. You can cultivate a firm and unchanging heart. when you raise your children in a way that they will have unchanging mind, they will succeed in their life. It's the same with you. If you have unchanging mind, most definitely you will have you'll succeed in your life. Because if you have unchanging mind, you will make a plan. For example, when you're a student, you can't even begin to make plans from elementary school. What kind of plans did you make? You will make plans in a way that you will excel in your studies. Maybe you will have the goal to become number one in your class. And you will follow your plans without changing your mind. And you will become number one in the class. And then you make another goal to become number one in the whole school. And suppose in middle school you are number one in your class in middle school, and also in high school you can also continue to be number one in your school. Then you can also get into the best college, one of the best universities with a high with highest marks. And even though you can't fulfill every single thing, you can get very close to your goal. And I've explained many times that even common laborers who are working in construction sites, they can also succeed in their studies. If they have an unchanging mind, they can make plans and they can be rich maybe after 10 years. But it's because they don't have unchanging mind. They change their attitude, and after 10 or 20 years, their faces are full of wrinkles and their bodies are not healthy anymore, but they don't have, they can't solve the problem, their living expenses. And they just drink and they just live for each day, and they smoke and they cause troubles in their own body. And during their 20s and 30s, they wouldn't realize, but in their 40s and 50s, they'll have these effects, all the bad effects on their bodies. So if they make up their mind to save a certain amount of money every day, if they save what you spend on smoking and drinking, it'll be so much after 10 years. So who would be financially poor? And also believers, because they don't violate any law of the country, they don't violate any law of God, so they wouldn't get sick, they wouldn't face any disasters. So they wouldn't have to spend money on any unexpected things or accidents. So you can cultivate a firm and unchanging heart. God explained, told us that if you have unchanging mind, He will lead them to lead you to New Jerusalem. So in the Bible, you can see the patriarchs, the men of God, they had unchanging heart. God selected those who had unchanging mind, and God refined them, made them of the proper vessel. Of course, there is one, just one, as far as I remember. Peter denied the Lord three times, but it was for a moment when his life was threatened. And it was also before he received the Holy Spirit. And if he could have, of course, if you have unchanging mind, he shouldn't have done it even before receiving the Holy Spirit, but it was only for a moment, but he repented immediately. And because of that, and he regretted so much. He didn't betray the Lord with his body, with his action, but with his lips he betrayed the Lord. And because of that, he all the more dedicated his life for the Lord, for the ministry of the Lord. And it's not that he didn't want to actually betray the Lord with his action and body, but it is just a momentary denial with its lips. So, but in all other cases, if you have unchanging mind, you are not crafty, and you don't have any betrayal. So you keep your promises, and you have this kind of a good heart, gentle heart, and God chooses people with this kind of heart and refines them and uses them. This heart is a must, not just for studying, but also for going into spirit. Sometimes you inherit the changing mind from your parents, but in your life, you can control your mind. You can rule over. You can control your thoughts and mind. So, although it is not 100%, you can change your heart into a gentle and good heart. But sometimes, even though you sit at the desk to keep your promises, you might not be able to concentrate because of idle thoughts. You really want to study with concentration, but you may find it hard. But in case of first level of faith, it'll be hard. But the second level of faith, it'll be a little easier. The third level of faith, it'll be much easier. And after standing on the rock of faith, you can just forget about idle thoughts. And you wouldn't have any idle thoughts. And as I mentioned earlier, if you go into spirit, you won't have any idle thoughts. If you just don't want to have idle thoughts, you won't have any. If you just, it'll be done as you wish. And you will not have any unnecessary thoughts, because you don't have to. And if you go into whole spirit, even though you try to have such thoughts, you can't, even for 1 second. If you are in the whole spirit, they will understand what I'm saying. Even though they try to have such thoughts, they can't. Even though they can't, if they try to concentrate on something of untruth, they can't. So what do you have to do? If you think of... to think about untruth, what do you have to do? You have to write them down and look at them and think about it. And foul language, you can't think of any foul language. But sometimes you might not be able to concentrate because of idle thoughts. Then I suggest you do the following. You write down the things that come into your mind. If you try not to have idle thoughts, they come into your mind more. In the first level and second level of faith, it happens. But from in the beginning of third level, it happens that way. But in the middle stage or after rock of faith, if you don't want to think about them, you can't stop thinking about them. Because in the spiritual love chapter, love is patient. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is also to be patient, is patience. So you can be patient and you can stop thinking about it. And the more you go into spirit, the more strength you have to control yourself. So because you have the strength, you can subdue and control your fleshly thoughts, and you can even remove them. So you don't have to you will not have such thoughts. And the more you cast off evil from your heart, the more fleshly thoughts are cast off, you have less and less fleshly thoughts. But among those who are not in the spirit, if they try not to have idle thoughts, they come into your mind more. This is called rebound effect. It is a concept that a psychologist called Wagner developed. Rather than trying to suppress your idle thoughts, if you rather express them by writing them down, they will go away to some extent. It's not something I experienced, but he must have experimented everything, so I think it is effective. If you say, oh, you shouldn't have idle thoughts, then more idle thoughts come into your mind. If you cannot take something off your mind, just write down the thought on a piece of paper and put a large X on it. Also, you can mark the thoughts of untruth that you have to cast off, and you can pray about them later. This is the surest way to get rid of your idle thoughts. What you have to remember here is that you really need to try all your best to drive away idle thoughts and study with concentration. It's not just a piece of cake. You have to try that much because you have to get rid of idle thoughts. So you have to try hard. Because of idle thoughts, you cannot concentrate on your worship service. You cannot worship in spirit and truth. Because you are captured by idle thoughts, you doze off. It is the idle thoughts that hinder you from worshiping in spirit and truth. That is why you have to get rid of idle thoughts to be able to worship in spirit and truth. That is why the praise leaders are important. If you lead a good spirit-filled praise in any occasion, if your the praises are so full of spirit, you shouldn't, even from the beginning, the praise leader first has to be filled with the spirit, and she has to lead the congregation. When this sister Ma, she was having this fan with the flowers, and the church members, they were so amazed, and they were just watching, or sometimes they couldn't follow with the praises. I'm not saying everybody should do it, but of course everybody has different character, and they can follow their own personalities, characters. The colors all have to be different. So the church members will wait for the next week. Who will be leading next week? So because the praises are full of spirit, they can get rid of idle thoughts. Then they can focus on the worship service. So this is so important. The Friday, the women's mission from another branch church, they were saying, they were telling that because the praises are so wonderful and spirit-filled, they don't doze off, and more people, they come earlier to the worship service so that they can sing the praises before the worship service with a good posture and attitude, a better attitude. So praises are very important. Otherwise, or if they just the praises are just like that, and if they just sit like that and think of this and that, and if they begin the worship service like that and they keep on having idle thoughts and they just doze off during the worship service, and it'll be an X mark on the worship service. So leading a good praises is very important. So that is why you, before you begin your prayer, you sing praises. If you have idle thoughts, there are hundreds of kinds of idle thoughts. Men's mission members, you sit here, but I have a golf appointment with my friend, but it's Sunday, so I can't really. And maybe I can postpone it to Saturday. And it'll go keep going on and on. Maybe I can go on a mountain climbing. My friends are already there in the on the mountains, and they must be enjoying themselves. And you have more idle thoughts. Those who like baseball, this team and that team, they're having a match, and which team is winning? Who is my favorite team winning? Is there any home runs or things like that. And they are looking at the altar, the podium, but their mind is in the baseball stadium, or in the mountain, or in the golfing, with a friend's house, or with the eating something. Whereas some people, they had a fight with at home, and they think about what to do about it. When they go back home, whether they should just keep quiet, or maybe have a really big fight to end this or something. Or they can think about their businesses, or they have to meet with this person, they have to counsel this person. And today is the Sunday, and from tomorrow they'll have this meeting with that person, and they'll keep on thinking about their businesses. So they don't focus on the sermons at all. And if you worship, if you attend worship service like this, and I ask you, did you keep the Lord's Day? Then the wife will say, oh, my husband is very good. He always keeps the Lord's Day holy. And there are many wives who speak for their husbands. How would they know? The husbands, they themselves should know. Their mind was somewhere else. And how would the wives know that they really focus on the sermons? But in most cases, the wives help there speak for the husbands, especially in cases when they have serious diseases. I ask them whether they keep the Lord's Day holy. In my heart already, I have the answer, they don't. But they say, the person himself, he doesn't answer, but the wife speaks, answers for her husband that he keeps the Lord's Day holy. So I ask in detail. Then she says, she changes her answer. He attends Sunday morning service, not the evening service. He doesn't keep it anyway. He doesn't keep it holy anyway. But if you keep the law of God, the word of God, then you will never get sick or get into any accidents. And all the members here are witnesses. Those who keep the word of God, they don't get sick. They don't face any disasters or accidents. They don't get any diseases. Not just one or two. Thousands of people who live by the word of God. It's all the same. Some people, they seem to be leading a good Christian life, but they have a disease, but it doesn't mean. When they are seen, they seem to be good, but behind the scenes, they commit works of the flesh or they commit other sins. God is telling me all the time, any of your church members doesn't commit sins, they will not get any disease. If they don't commit sins leading to death, they will not get any disease leading to, incurable terminal diseases. But because they commit these sins leading to death, they get such serious diseases. So you need a lot of effort to cast off idle thoughts. And if you try hard in spirit and body, the idle thoughts will finally go away. Your effort is the support of faith. When God pours His grace and strength upon this support, and when the Holy Spirit helps you, you can have amazing power of concentration. I hope you will practice what you heard today and experience it yourself. Today, also, we covered just half of the message I prepared. Actually, this volume of this, I did the 5 pages, and the 5 pages is just for 10 minutes, actually. And the other 50 minutes is from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And it's not from my memory or my own thoughts, thinking. So all these things I said to you is all important. You shouldn't just eat rice alone, but you have to have all the other side dishes along with the rice. So the inspiration from God is like the delicious sauce and all the other delicious side dishes. So please also remember the examples I give you so you can understand better with the examples. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life to them. Let this message become life and faith. Heavenly Father, thank you. Let them make it the spiritual bread and they can do it. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become life and faith. And Father, lay your hands on infirmities and burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Light, come, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be healthy spiritually and physically. Father, they've sent their photos and prayer requests. Father, lay your hands on all those who are attending the service through the satellite all over the country and all children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world and all GCN and Mami TV viewing audiences and all overseas pastors, missionaries, and members. And they sent their photos and along with their prayer requests answered to them. Reverend Myungho Jung of Kenya will have a special pastor's conference, the second conference for the Union and Holiness of Nairobi pastors on March 31st. Let it go well in your grace. And Pastor Ito Masaaki of Japan will have a handkerchief crusade in Matsumoto Mami Church on March 30th, Wednesday. Pastor Byungman Choi will have a handkerchief crusade in Tokyo Mami Church on March 27th, Sunday. Father, be with them. And Jennifer has, and Father, let the radiation go away from Japan and let there be no more earthquakes or tsunamis. Father, have mercy on them and protect them in all respects. Jehemin Kim Gil-jun of United States bless their newly opened businesses and let them be able to keep the Lord's Day. And Maria Cordoba of Peru, heal her of a kidney problem. Maria Teresa of Chile, let her recover her eyesight. Jennifer of Mexico, heal her of asthma. Serene, let her speak well. Osei Jairo, let him get a job in a private security company. Celia, let her finish her accounting major very well. And Abelio Baron Pineda of Colombia, let his family be evangelized. Aril Disren of Mongolia, heart disease and the problems with the veins. Let him cast off anger and let him quit smoking and drinking. Give him the strength. In the neighboring country, Mamin Church, let the praise leading team receive the spiritual power. Lee Siwen will offer 30-day fasting from March 27th to April 25th. Father, hold her and protect her and answer to her prayers. Liu Yuren, high blood pressure, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let her granddaughter accept the Lord. Zhou Xu Xia, breast cancer, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yi Hu Chong, let him walk, stand up and walk. Zhang Zhang Wan, there's a clot in the vein to the brain, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ri Li Fing, let the gastritis be healed. Li Sang, high blood pressure, cerebral apoplexy, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Dong Gijun, kidney failure. And gunpowder went into the left eye, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Fan Jian, schizophrenia, and let the forgive him of the idolatry and the homosexuality. and let the disturbing forces go away. Mu Jung Chun, let him study well and get into the college he wants. Kim Ji Sung, let him get scholarships. And Mu Jung Hui, Wang Gun, Wu Fing Xian, let them go into spirit and let the disturbing forces go away and bless their businesses. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them, on from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Let the light come. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Bless all their entrails and internal organs. Let them be healthy. Light come. Itchiness go away. Skin disease go away. Cancers, third stage, last stage, metastasized cancers go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Let the sugar level come down to normal. Let the blood pressure be normal. Loosen the paralysis. Fix all the fractured bones. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and make them clean. Father, let the cold and flu go away. Protect them from all kinds of flu and cold. Light come. Give them peace throughout this week. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and make them let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, protect them and give them peace throughout this week. Give the jobs to the jobless and let them be recognized and acknowledged and loved in their workplaces, and let them lend and not borrow. Let them become the head and not the tail. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.